Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Don. Growing up, I watched a lot of movies.
And I didn't.
So we're talking about movies that Megan has heard of, but has never seen. Today we're talking about the movie Krampus.
We're not film critics or anything like that. Just two people who watch movies and spend a lot of time with each other.
Welcome to Movies with Megadon. Let's see what Megan knows. Hi.
We are here with another episode of Movies with Megadon.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
It's that time of year.
Mm-hmm. Where we record episodes.
No. It's that time of year where you have that Christmas spirit.
Mm. Okay.
What? It's not that time of year?
I mean, I guess. I don't know what that has to do with anything, really.
It has to do with everything.
Okay. I think this is the first episode that we're recording.
Yeah.
Since we did an Instagram live on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, thanks to all those that actually watched it live.
And it was a live casserole corner. You can head to our Instagram to see it. It's like 20 minutes of us making a green bean casserole.
Oh, no, not even making. It's prepping.
Yeah, we didn't actually cook it.
No.
We just assembled it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's not that interesting, to be honest. But I think we're fun. We made it fun.
Yeah. Yeah. As fun as making a casserole can be, I guess.
It was riveting. Don, what's going on? I feel like I haven't seen you that much recently.
Well.
Ish? I don't know.
No, I mean, nothing really has been going on other than I'm just getting into that Christmas spirit. We're getting ready to go on some travels and you know, head into warmer weather.
Mm-hmm. It is so cold.
Well,
even though today it's not, but it has gotten frigid.
Yeah.
I've seen snowflakes in the air.
I have
here.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? What are things going on with you?
I nothing. nothing at all.
Yeah.
I have no cool anecdotes, I don't think, to share. I don't.
Well, I think you become an alcoholic.
What are you talking
about? Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
No.
We can't
joke about alcoholism.
Okay,
alcoholism is a very real thing.
Okay. Let me rephrase. I think you are experiencing the Christmas joy a lot this
year.
Yes. What have you discovered?
I've rediscovered.
Yes.
Hot toddies.
Oh, snap.
Yes. There was a day earlier this week where I was feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah.
And I just I think I needed some rest. So I was on a call actually for work. And the person that I was meeting with mentioned that they were also under the weather.
Yeah.
And that they have been drinking whiskey. They're not usually whiskey drinkers, but they were drinking whiskey and that was helping. And
yeah,
I was oh, right. Like hot toddies.
Yeah.
Hot toddies are a legit thing and they're also delicious.
Yeah. So is whiskey help like a cold?
I don't know. But the two nights that I had hot toddies this week, I slept really well.
But you don't go heavy on
I don't. It's just enough that you feel just a tiny bit loose and you're like, yeah, I could drift off to sleep, you know?
A little nightcap.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why am I not doing this every night in the winter?
And
like,
then
this
you
is
started
so great.
Every night for
so
the winter.
It is, you know, hot water, fresh lemon juice, honey, some whiskey.
And then
you can add, you know, cinnamon or ginger or
festive stuff.
Cayenne, whatever you want to, I guess. I don't know if people really add cayenne.
No,
I did.
No. Did it, how's that? Cayenne.
It's
that
fine.
Makes me interested
it's,
there.
Yeah, whatever. Cool.
Would you? How many times have you done the cayenne? Just the once?
I have added the cayenne when I've been making non-alcoholic versions at work in the afternoon.
Okay. To get that kick instead of whiskey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And it's been great.
All right.
So, is this interesting? Is this interesting for people?
Hey, man, people are going to go try a hot toddy with cayenne. I think it's interesting.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
It's really all I have right now.
Well, I mean,
hot toddies are my whole entire personality right now.
You know, I'm kind of interested on a hot toddy with cayenne now. So I'd never had it with cayenne.
Well, okay. Actually, I'm going to tie this back to you because you have been doing this thing where every morning you have hot water with lemon.
Yeah. Lemon, squeezed lemon.
Yes. Like half fresh lemon juice. But I've always done that. Like it when in the past that I've been like, oh, for health reasons, I'm going to have hot water with lemon juice in the morning. I put cayenne in that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So, you know, most people drink like a lemon squeezed juice and then a glass of water inside lemon juice. So it's like a whole
They
glass.
Add...
A glass of water with lemon juice.
Yes.
Yes, okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, but I don't want to drink that much lemon water. So I just shoot the lemon juice and then drink a bunch of water.
I feel like that's not the approach you're supposed to take, but you're like, it's all the same inside of you.
Yeah, right?
It's
in your belly doing the same thing.
You all tell us if that's what you're supposed to do.
I mean,
I don't know.
I drink a lot of water after.
No, you don't.
Yeah, a cup.
No, you don't. You don't drink a lot of water.
I drink a cup.
One cup
after,
of
it's
water.
It's like a cup of water with
one
lemon juice.
One cup of water a day.
No, not
juice.
A day. Just in the morning.
I'm just saying you need to drink more water.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, I'm sure this has been so much fun everyone to hear about our whatever.
Whatever this is.
Yeah, what is this? What is this?
A banter.
Ugh. I don't know why.
That's a sound.
All right. I think we need to just get into the movie now, right?
Yeah, let's just get into this movie. So the movie we're talking about today is Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how much you know about Krampus.
Okay.
It sounds like, you know what it kind of sounds like to me though? Huh. It's like, you're cramping my style, Santa. You know, it's like Krampus. Krampus. You're cramping my style.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe it's like someone that's just like.
I mean, you know.
Oh, I know what it
is. You know what it is. I don't.
If I was going to make a movie called Krampus, that's the kind of movie I'd make. So I'm just going to give you like hints. It's not that.
I am so glad you don't make movies.
Hey, I think the movies I'd make would be
know what that even means. Like, hey, Santa, you're cramping my style. And then, there's a kid who tries to be Santa.
It's Krampus my style.
What are we talking about right now?
I don't know. Let's get into I want to talk to you about what do you know about Krampus?
Nothing for certain, but the impression that I'm walking into this conversation with is. Krampus is an elf, an ugly elf.
Okay.
Who has nefarious, he's like Loki, causing mayhem, and he's a trickster, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Or I'm thinking of the ugly Dobby creature.
Yeah.
Yes.
From Harry Potter.
I think I just, creature is Krampus, so, with the K.
So is he like small, like creature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's an ugly little elf.
Yeah, it's like elf on the shelf.
But then part of me is like, wait, is Krampus another name for Santa? I don't know.
Okay.
Aren't there other names for Santa?
So you don't know anything?
I don't know anything.
Okay. With that being said.
Are you not going to give me any?
Like, no, the movie poster is going to give you everything.
Okay.
I think we just move on to the movie poster, unless you want to ask me my dealings with Krampus.
What are your dealings with Krampus?
Well, like I said, it cramps my style. Now, you know, I watched this movie not that long ago.
What?
Not that long ago. Like,
what?
Maybe like 3 years ago.
Where was I?
I don't
what
know.
Was I doing? Was I working?
Probably, as you do. And I watched the movie because I like watching movies, so without you.
Oh, I think this is an animated movie. Or the creature itself at least is animated.
Okay. Like creature.
Like creature.
Like
yeah,
CG creature.
Like Harry Potter and all the little animal things that are in those movies. Yeah.
Yeah, this poster's going to give you nothing.
Okay. All right. I want to see.
All right. So I'm going to give you this poster.
Okay.
And, well, I was talking about what I know.
Yeah. What's your history with this movie?
I watched it like 3 years ago.
For the first time?
For the first time. It's new. It's relatively new.
It is?
Yeah.
Is this a Netflix movie?
No. No, it's in theaters. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Do you want to know the year before we start? I mean,
I'm going to guess the year after I see the poster.
I'm making sure there's no year on here. Yeah, I'm going to give you the movie poster.
Okay, this is...
this is what? Finish that sentence.
This is dark. Dark AF. Okay. Whew. Okay, so what? So there is a house, like a, you know, a nice Victorian looking house. It's huge, actually. Maybe it's a hotel. It's inside a snow globe.
Yeah.
The snow globe is tilted on its side because there is a really, really ugly hand. Ugly.
Yeah.
Really, really ugly hand that's all bony and like actually has... No, I guess those are the same number of joints as a human hand.
You mean digits?
No. Joints. But the fingers are really, really long and the nails are really, really long.
And sharp.
Sharp and pointy. And this hand has its nails around the snow globe and tilting it on its side. It looks like whoever... Oh my God, the creature whose hand this is wearing something with... what looks like dirty fur on it, and that fur is lining a red like sleeve, so it's like a Santa outfit. Okay. And the place that they're in has like, it's dark, there are cobwebs, but there are like ghosts, kind of
ghosts
of the snow globe. To the left and to the right of the snow globe, of the actual snow globe.
Ah.
And I'm just like, I don't know what that... And then it says, you don't want to be on his list. Krampus. And Krampus, the word has like kind of like bloody runoff type of stuff.
Man, really into this.
And it came out in Christmas. I want to say this came out like 90s.
No.
2000s.
No.
Oh my gosh. 80s?
No.
70s?
No.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, 2010s? Really?
Yes.
I didn't think that movies nowadays had a tagline.
Well, this was 2015.
It says you don't want to be on his list. I thought movies now were just like, here's the name of the movie.
Oh no, I think movies have taglines still, yeah.
But this looks like an old school type movie poster.
I think that's the point, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so Krampus is bad Santa.
Okay. All right,
Santa. It's Santa's like older brother who's bitter. Like that's
a
type
bitter
of
guy.
Thing.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, what's Krampus's origin story?
Orange story?
I don't know.
He likes fruit?
Like, because this is a world where like good Santa exists.
Okay.
You know, like the jolly whatever Santa.
Nick.
Saint
Nick.
And then there's Krampus.
Krampus. He's cramping his style.
I don't think that's a thing. Is he like in the South Pole?
Hey, you know what?
Is it like that?
Let's just get to your guess and stop asking me questions.
I think Krampus is magical. I know Santa is magical, but in my head, I'm just sort of like, the magic is that Santa makes all these toys all year and then delivers them in one night, right?
Yeah.
I think Krampus is a wizard.
Okay.
And does like Slytherin things. Like Voldemort. It's like if
Harry,
Voldemort.
You're a wizard.
It's like Voldemort as Santa.
Okay.
You know, like he will kill.
So he's going to kill people.
Krampus going to kill some people.
Okay.
Yes. Did you see those nails?
People.
He reminds me of in Anastasia.
What's that guy's name?
Oh, what is that guy's name? I don't know, but he apparently had a huge dick.
What?
Yeah. Which I learned on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Oh my
during
gosh.
Big Dick History.
Oh gosh. Wow.
Moving on. Okay. Krampus, I think he's there to wreak havoc during the holidays.
Okay.
Like he...
Rasputin
had a huge dick, apparently.
Okay. Thank you, Big Dick History.
On Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. So he wreaks havoc. He kills. I think he goes in to Holmes with this whole like,
So he's pretending.
Yes, but it's sort of in the way that if you're an outsider looking at him, you're like, how could anyone think this is like...
Parents.
It's like the Grinch.
Okay. So he has a small heart.
No.
That grows 10 times
in size. He does not get redeemed.
Okay.
He gets destroyed.
Oh, okay.
He has to, or he gets scared away and he like scampers back into the woods and then the movie ends with like... And
that's the Christmas cheer.
And that's the last time we saw Krampus. But whenever the holidays come around and the wind whistles through the trees, jingling the jingle bells.
The sleigh bells.
Yes. We look out the window and know that Krampus is coming.
It's still
out
there.
It like fades to black.
It's coming to town.
You know, like he's still out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you still haven't go through the paces here. How does it get to that?
So is there an origin story for Krampus? Like Krampus grows up?
I don't know.
Or is it just like Krampus exists? I think Krampus just exists.
Okay.
I think like the movie might begin with like, come on, children, gather around the fireplace. We're going to tell some stories. Like, Grandpa, tell us a story.
Okay.
And Grandpa's like, well. This is a story
Grandpa
that I've been.
Grandma?
I don't care.
Okay.
I've been saving the story from, until you're old enough. But I think you're old enough to hear it.
Is there any background to this? The grandpa or grandma?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's just an American grandma, grandpa.
I don't. Yeah, sure. This is like America. No, this could not be in America.
Okay.
This could be in England.
Okay.
I think this is like Great Britain somewhere.
Okay, so this is an English story.
Like, oi. And then it's like, you know,
pulpit
gathering around the fireplace. And it's like, when I was a wee lad and a
also Scottish.
And then it goes back in time and then it's Krampus.
So it takes place in the past.
I think this takes place in. Oh, shoot.
It's England in the past.
I think this takes place in the past.
Okay. So. You think it's
I don't
England.
Think this is a modern day Krampus story because I feel like a kid would just be like, oh, I'm going to put my drone on it or something, you know?
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out the whole snow globe thing.
Okay.
Maybe Krampus takes towns and traps them in a snow globe.
Towns.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And trap like, okay, no, houses, families.
Okay.
And his thing is that he uses his magic.
Okay.
And he is actually collecting families and their homes in snow globes.
Okay.
So he just has like a bunch of snow globes that are like, oh, I've tricked all of these people and now they're like stuck in their snow globes.
They're stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they're stuck in their snow globes. And they're just tortured the entire time for Christmas? Every Christmas or just all the time?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
So it's always Christmas.
Or maybe like it's something like the kids are in there.
Okay.
I don't know. No. I don't know. I don't know.
No. You go with whatever you feel.
I don't know if I'm feeling that.
So far you have nothing for me to recap other than it's a pat in the past.
Yes.
Houses
Krampus is a door-to-door salesman.
Okay.
Tricking
in Europe,
Great Britain somewhere, tricking families,
okay,
and deceiving them and bewitching them and capturing them in snow globes,
and they're tortured 100 like every day of the year.
They're just stuck there. They like can't live a life. They're just in there.
Okay.
And he is like, he tricks them by being like Santa.
So he looks like Santa, but then transforms into Krampus? Oh, okay.
No, it's like one of those things. I'm like, how could you think that this person is like...
Okay.
You know.
All right. And then what happens?
I don't know.
Do they get out, this particular family?
Yes.
Or does
it end? Because the grandpa... Oh my God, what if it ends and they're still in the snow globe and there's been generations of this family born in the snow globe and in this house and they're just like stuck? No, that's not the story. That can't be the story. That would be so sad. Okay. That would be so, so sad. Well,
isn't it that kind of movie?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, does it look scary?
It looks terrifying. Okay. It looks like a Christmas horror movie.
Okay.
But like rated PG-13. This is not rated R, I don't think.
Okay. Do you need to know that to continue?
Yes. Is it rated R?
No, it's not.
Boom!
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a horror movie. Like, it's scary, but I don't think it's like so stabby stab or so gory.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's more like psychological. Like, if this happened, this would be devastating.
Okay.
Type feel.
Sure. It is devastating for the family.
Yeah.
Okay.
The families, all the families.
All the families.
But somehow this family figured it out and escaped.
What did they figure out?
I don't know.
Come on, man.
Anti-magic. The Krampus.
The Krampus in their style kind of Krampus.
Oh, can you stop saying that? Can you just stop?
Well, then you
is that a hint?
No,
like, okay.
No, it's not.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? I think Krampus was a good person.
Oh, he was
really good looking,
like Saint Nicholas' brother.
As evil started consuming him, he became more and more like
disfigured.
Yeah, disfigured and like, and
he makes that kind of noise.
No.
Okay.
But you know.
Okay, so it's like an origin story.
A what?
Origin story. Origin.
Origin?
Origin story. Orange story.
Okay. Origin.
Orange.
I'm so... I can't do this anymore.
Apple story.
I can't do this anymore. I rest my guess. I don't have anything else.
So you want me to recap this mess?
Yeah. Bless this mess.
All right. Let me see if I can get this mess together.
Yeah.
The recap is, it's about this normal guy, or maybe related to Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That slowly turns into,
you know,
this...
I think this is Santa. There's no longer a good Santa.
Okay. So Santa, this guy, turns into Santa, but then people lose the spirit of Christmas, and he turns into Krampus. And he starts running amok.
No, he becomes more and more evil.
So Santa's never been existing. He's just always been Krampus.
No, he started as Santa.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Then it's not like people lost the Christmas spirit and that's why he's sad and evil. It's because he himself
is evil.
It like started being selfish or whatever. And then he turned himself evil.
Okay, fine. Okay, let me start over. It's about these kids talking to Grandpa. And Grandpa's like, I got a story to tell you around this campfire, or I guess fireplace in a house, I'm guessing. And it's about Santa turning into Krampus, essentially. And it's a story about how what Krampus does after he becomes Krampus, and he traps families in these snow globes, basically tortures them year round.
Or they're just stuck.
They're just stuck
in
a snow globe.
I'm not saying they have to be tortured.
Okay, they're just stuck in a snow globe. This one family, I'm guessing it's Grandpa, or maybe they're talking from the snow globe. What is it?
They is
in the snow globe.
They're not in the snow globe no more.
Okay,
that would be messed up.
So he was him and his family, and he, as a young boy, was able to get out of the snow globe that Krampus put them in.
Yeah,
and that's the story. Wow, that's
and then it ends with them being like in each year,
and the sleigh bell rings.
Yeah, we think of
and he emphasizes sleigh.
Oh, shoot.
When the sleigh bells ring.
Yeah.
I'm always reminded of Krampus.
No, this is for the bad kids. Sorry, you don't want to be on his list. This is for the bad kids.
Okay, this is for the bad
kids.
And Grandpa was a bad kid.
Yeah.
And families get trapped because of bad kids.
Yes.
Okay. But he became good and got out.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to rate you now.
Okay.
2.
Oh no.
2 is probably being generous, maybe 3. But I feel like you got the spirit. you just don't got the right answer. The spirit of Christmas in you.
I don't know what Krampus really is. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. There are things we'll be seeing in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and it takes place in England.
Yeah.
No, that's your guess.
Oh.
You got way too excited.
Why would you say it like that?
No, that's
can
part
you
of the
tell
guess.
Me if that's right.
That's wrong.
Oh man.
I had to give you a little Christmas little gumption there. Oh, sorry.
Devastating.
Not true. Oh, okay.
Devastating.
Give me a name of one of the characters. I don't care which one. Now that you know
Krampus.
It's not No. Now that you know it's not in England. This is in America. Give me a name. I don't care. And then if you want, you can assign that name
Robert.
To somebody. Assign to
Annie.
Assigned to
I don't care. Robert.
A kid.
Annie.
That sounds like a kid name to you?
Yeah.
Robert sounds like a kid name to you?
All Roberts started as kids.
Yeah, but they're all adults now.
What are you talking about?
I don't think anybody's calling
it. You don't think there are any Robert little kids anymore?
I mean, very few. I think Robert is not one of those names that people name their kids these days. And no one talks about being, I'm going to name my kid Robert. No one talks about that.
I guess you're right.
I don't know any Roberts that are like under like 30.
We also. True.
Yeah. And even if they're named Robert, they go by Bobby.
Bob.
Or Bob.
Yeah.
I don't know any Roberts.
If anyone is planning to name your newborn Robert, go and yell at Dawn.
Wow, that is very specific audience choosing right there. If you have if you're pregnant and you're gonna have a child and you're gonna name it Robert, shout out Dawn. I'm like, okay.
What if you just like crushed someone's plans? Dawn?
Hey man, hey.
What if?
By the way, if you name your kid Robert, good on you because he's gonna be the only Robert in class. He'll have an original name at that point.
It's not like Jessica's in the 90s
yeah.
or 2000s.
I mean, I still know Jessica babies.
You do?
No, I don't.
I'm like, what babies?
I don't
do you
know babies.
Know?
Are you kidding me? I'll go on Facebook and look up Jessica and see if there's any under 10. I mean.
Why?
I don't
this
know.
Is, this is getting into weird territory.
You know
you're
what?
Talking
I'm
about
not
looking
gonna do that.
For
I'm not doing little that.
Little girls on the internet. This
no,
is getting,
no.
I don't, done. This is, we can't do this
No,
anymore.
No, I didn't mean
we
that.
Did,
no, that's not what I meant. That's not what, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going
to
do that.
We need to stop. We need to go watch this movie.
I didn't mean that. That's not what I meant. I meant like.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, Krampus.
It's affecting my
Krampus
judgment.
Krampus is coming.
No. Sorry, that's not what I meant.
Okay, we're going to go
it
watch
came out
this
so
movie
bad. Yeah.
Before we say anything else on the mic.
Yeah.
Let's go do that.
Let's go do that.
Okay, bye.
Bye. This is the synopsis I found online for Krampus. While the holiday season represents the most magical time of the year, ancient European folklore warns of Krampus, a horned beast who punishes naughty children at Christmas time. When dysfunctional family squabbling causes young Max to lose his festive spirit, it unleashes the wrath of the fearsome demon. As Krampus lays siege to the Ingle home, mom, pop, sister, and brother must band together to save one another from the monstrous fate. Feel free to pause the podcast and go watch Krampus or continue listening for our discussion. Merry, merry, scary Christmas. Merry, merry, scary Christmas.
I'm a little traumatized. I need to lay down for a second. I'm gonna do this half of the podcast just laying down.
Okay. All right.
We're back.
We're back.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We watched Krampus.
Yeah. You got that Christmas spirit?
What a journey. I know we always say that, but truly,
yeah.
What an emotional journey.
So should I talk about the rating first?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I said 2 out of 10. I think pretty accurate.
Okay. Okay. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
There is a grandparent telling a story about Krampus.
At some point, yes.
By a fireplace.
Yes.
Okay. There is wind.
There's a lot of wind.
And snow.
Uh-huh. And that's about all you got.
There is the snow globe thing that I talked about.
Yeah.
Krampus is basically like collecting almost, in a way,
okay.
Snow globes. Sure. And they're just like a bunch of snow globes at the end.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get me a 3, I don't know what will.
You know what? Fine. You have a 3.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. That's your present.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Don, are there any fun facts about this movie that are actually fun?
Yeah, sure.
And factual?
Yes. I've got a fact.
Okay.
It's not necessarily about the movie, but it's about Krampus.
Mm.
So originally, I think it's like Norse mythology,
mm-hmm.
and it predates Christ.
Really?
Yeah, in Norse mythology.
So does Santa Claus also predate Christ? Wait, what? Wait, what?
At least that's what I read.
Look, Wikipedia says that Krampus is a horned anthropomorphic figure in Central and Eastern Alpine folklore who, during the Christmas season, scares children who have misbehaved. Assisting Saint Nicholas, the pair visit children on the night of the 5th December.
Okay,
with Saint Nicholas rewarding the well-behaved children, blah, 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 while the badly behaved ones only receive punishment from Krampus with birch rods. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're right. Yeah, some folklorists and anthropologists have postulated it as having pre-Christian origins. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, okay. So now I have some fun facts about the movie. There's an actual day that people celebrate
Krampus.
Krampus Nacht Day. In German, that's a Krampus Night. Originally, the film was supposed to be released on November 25th,
uh-huh.
but they pushed it to December 4th because Krampus Nacht is a traditional Austrian festival, which is celebrated on the 5th
yes.
of December. So it coincides with the festival. And then, like you were reading in the Wikipedia article, the other one is Krampus is kind of like the yin and yang of Santa. You know, he dishes out the punishment. They go together. They actually go to
they
houses.
They go together like Rama Lama Lama. Could you imagine
wow.
them at the end of Greece yeah. as like Santa
oh my gosh.
And Krampus
yeah.
in like leather outfits be like, we go together.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yes. But they go together down to the houses and they... They dish
that's
out.
Like sort of messed up.
Well, that's the naughty and nice list.
But that is messed up, actually.
Hey, we'll
that
be good.
Like Santa. So okay.
They're friends.
Yes,
he's
but,
actual
like,
demon. He's
but,
an actual
but,
demon.
Yeah, I understand. So you know, on December 5th, right? We receive a knock at the door. We open it and we're like, oh hey, it's Santa and Krampus. Like you guys come together to every house,
yeah.
right? And imagine that, like, I was naughty, you were nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, they come in, and Santa's just giving you, like, loaves of bread or whatever
yeah.
it is
and
that
he's
giving you. And then Krampus.
He's just beating you
but,
with
but
a
no,
stick.
No, no, no. Like, imagine, like, Santa is like, hey, Don, come over here to the kitchen. Like,
oh, me?
Let me, like.
I'm the naughty one?
No,
oh,
no.
Oh.
He's just like, let me, or, like. Maybe you guys are in the living room, and then Krampus is like, aha, come over here to the kitchen. And imagine he's just like hitting me with a birch rod while
yeah.
Santa's just like, oh, ho, ho, ho. Like
making noise. Ho, ho,
yeah,
ho.
Yeah, like
louder.
Trying to distract yeah. and just like pretend it's not happening.
Yeah.
That's sort of messed up.
A little bit.
That is really, really messed up. Like yeah. That's kind of a weird, I mean, all mythology, you know, is strange to someone,
yeah.
right? And maybe this feels totally normal, but I'm just thinking about just how that might operate today.
It operates today.
Yeah, so Santa walks in and you're like, oh God, I hope Krampus doesn't come in this year. And then Krampus walks in and you're like, crap. Like, who is he here to see?
Yeah.
And what if he's just like, I'm just going to make myself a cup of tea. And we're like, yeah, yeah, go.
Go.
Go, Krampus. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, what are you going to say? No.
Don, thank you. We love Christmas in this. So actually, we didn't say this yet. the reason Krampus is invoked in the movie. We didn't start talking about the movie.
No, we did not.
My bad. I'm just going to say it. The reason he gets invoked in the movie is because that household no longer has the spirit of Christmas or wants to have the spirit of Christmas. So, Don, I am so happy that our place looks the way it does and has things everywhere to demonstrate our spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
I love Christmas. Just in case. Anyone's listening in our house.
Yeah. What if someone makes a user account and just like Krampus joined, like subscribed?
We're doing Instagram live and it's like Krampus joined.
And it's and his name is Krampus Snow Globe _ Megadon House.
Oh. Oh, man.
That makes a whole new meaning to that song. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Krampus is going to beat you with the birch stick.
Okay. Any other fun facts?
No, that's yeah. The Wikipedia just kind of said it all.
Yeah. All right. This movie. Well, it starts with all of the like the logistical weird stuff about the holidays. Like,
oh yeah, well,
Black Friday and consumerism and like in slow motion, it's people punching
each other
out because they want a TV or whatever.
So and there's like a main family in this movie, the Ingalls. I guess they know that they're having in-laws coming in and it's going to be like the sister's sister and her family.
Yeah.
And it's a family that's like very,
very different
from them. Yeah.
Very different. It feels like politically just like
polarized.
Lifestyle. Yeah. Everything is just like very, very different.
And on top of the other family coming in, they also brought their aunt, which is also, I guess she didn't know, is like a surprise visit.
So yeah, like that part of the family comes to visit, but the is their last name the Ingalls?
Yeah, E-N-G-E-L.
So it's Adam Scott. I don't know their names.
Tom. Steph?
Really?
I think so.
So the mom and dad's names are Tom and Steph.
Yeah,
Tom and Steph. Is that real? The son and daughter's names are Max and Beth.
Yeah.
And then their grandma also lives with them.
Yes, and they call her Omi.
Omi.
O-M-I.
O-M-I. Omi. And so what's really funny is when, like, from the beginning of the movie, she has this, like, energy about her where she feels, like, nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sarah. It's Sarah.
Steph? Tom and Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom, Sarah, Beth, Max, and Omi.
Yeah.
Omi always has this energy where she's just, like,
knowing.
Like, just out of the corner of her eye, she's just watching.
Yeah.
She's just watching. And I wrote down, the grandmother has been Krampused. Like, I don't know what that means, really.
When you kept on saying that, I thought you meant she is Krampus.
No. I wrote two things down. The grandmother has been Krampus, like, in her life, and I didn't know what that would mean, but, like, she's been Krampus, and then later I was like, is grandma Krampus? Is she Krampus? And she knew.
Yeah.
She knows what to look for. She has a history with Krampus.
She does. And they do get into that story. Everything has to go crazy before she
does. Waits a really long time. Like, Beth is missing.
Yeah.
Beth is actually, like, she goes out into the storm because it's like there's a huge blizzard outside. All the power has gone out. They don't have heat. They don't have gas. And the grandmother is like, just keep the fire hot. Like, keep the fire going. But Beth wants to go find her boyfriend because her boyfriend isn't texting her back or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, long story short, she's gone. She's missing. She's eaten or something.
Well, yeah.
She got eaten, right? By a Jack in the Box?
She got taken by a Jack in the Box. And they never explain exactly what happened to her. But we can assume she's been eaten.
She's the first goner.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm just like, are people dying in this movie?
Well, you don't know. It's just the assumption, right?
Yeah.
That's your assumption.
To back up a little bit, Grandma is encouraging Max to mail his letter to Santa.
Yeah.
But his cousins who are visiting steal it and embarrass him by reading it at the table at the dinner table, and no one is stopping them.
I don't understand. Like they and they're and everybody's like listening contently at this reading of his wish
private.
List.
Private. I mean, it's like really vulnerable and private.
Yeah,
and no one's stopping them from.
And the sisters are very like mean to him, just in general. Even without reading that letter, they're just super mean to him all the time.
Yeah,
and so this is just like above and beyond, and it's kind of embarrassing for him. Because it was like his inner thoughts that he was wishing for. If it wasn't just like a list of toys.
So he's in his room crying and he's just like really embarrassed by it. And he ultimately decides to like rip up his letter.
Yeah. Instead of mailing it.
And he like throws it out the window. That's actually when the storm begins.
Yeah. The wind takes it.
And like a whole cloud forms over their neighborhood, over their little town.
Yep.
And the next morning, like it's just a freaking blizzard.
Huge blizzard, yeah.
Yeah. And they're stuck. Yeah. And the power goes off and happens.
And I think you might be onto something. I think the snowmen represent people.
Because
the first snowman appeared after Beth was taken.
Well, she wasn't the first person taken.
Oh.
Right? It was like a delivery man or something.
Well, he wasn't taken. He was just frozen.
I don't know. Yeah, because like these snowmen would pop up outside and I think it feels like more and more snowmen pop up as more and more people go missing.
Yeah.
And later their cousin,
yes,
can't remember his name, gets taken.
Howie Jr.
Gets taken, and then there was a smaller, shorter snowman that pops up
with his
appears in their yard. Yeah. And I'm like, I think that's supposed to represent Howie Jr.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. Boom.
So I think the first snowman is the boyfriend of Beth.
Okay.
Because when they actually do make it to the boyfriend's house, I don't know the guy's name, but it's torn apart and it looked like Krampus already been there.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like people have been missing all over town. There's like delivery people going missing. There's snowplow people going missing and like dying, or their like vehicles are just in the middle of the road in the blizzard. Like,
Going back to that delivery guy though, when he dropped off the package, there was just like a sack of toys in a sack, and someone brings it inside.
Yeah. Which brings us to the evil toys.
Yeah.
There is an evil teddy bear.
Yeah.
An evil angel. Yeah. Evil gingerbread cookie, like men cookies,
more
people,
one,
gingerbread people cookies, an evil robot, and the evil Jack in the Box, which is the most creepy.
Is that was the most creepy one? I was like,
it's the one that eats things.
Which one's your favorite toy, or which one was your favorite thing?
The gingerbread were really fun to watch.
Yeah, they were. It was like, you know, not my gumdrop buttons,
but they were all like smaller and evil looking
and edible.
And in a lot of ways, they're like the most fun to watch, but also the easiest to get rid of.
Yeah.
If you were an evil toy in the service of Krampus, what would you be?
You know what? I think I'd have to be an evil teddy bear.
Mm.
Like the teddy bear, except for like, because like growing up, I had a teddy bear and I'd freak out if my teddy bear attacked me. I feel like he's like my best friend. So I feel like if
his name is Friend.
Yeah, his name is Friend. And if I was going to have something to attack me, I think it'd be my bear.
Yeah.
Like it got to be something that you have an attachment to as a young child. That'd be like the scariest thing to attack you.
I want legs.
Uh-huh.
I think I also want arms.
All right.
To be able to do things.
Yeah, but would be the scariest thing to attack you as a child.
Oh, I'm just talking about what I want to be.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I'm trying to think of my thing for agility. You're trying to think of your thing as scariness.
It has agility.
I don't have
arms.
The same criteria. I will be whatever. I just want to be able to move around.
All right.
I was thinking about like a remote control truck or something.
Like an evil remote control
maybe
car.
Yeah.
Would that explode so you die every time?
No, I just, you know, imagine I...
How would it attack people?
Someone, I'm going. I
people?
Ramp off of, have a ramp, catapult into the air, hit someone in the face, knock them down. And I am just going back and forth on their face. just forward, backward, forward, backward.
Covered like, in
like
knives?
Austin Powers trying to do an 18-point turn in that hallway. Just okay. Just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Do you think that's not good?
No, that's fine.
I also kind of like the idea that if, as I consume people, I get bigger, like the Jack in the Box. I think the Jack in the Box got bigger as it ate more people.
Well, so I would almost want to be like a snake garland.
A snake garland?
Like, it goes around the tree so it just can construct things.
Oh.
Yeah, but it'd be like a snake version of that.
But you don't have a face. You don't have a face that can scary. You'd just be like...
If I was going to pick something because of practicality for me, not because something I attach to, it would have to be like a robot. Like the robot that stabbed the guy in the back with scissors, but I would have a jetpack. I'd fly around.
What are you talking about?
Like a robot with a jetpack.
A robot with a jet. So you'd be a Buzz Lightyear toy that actually can fly.
Yeah, and have actual lasers.
You know what? I'd be a drone. Boom. I'm a drone.
Okay.
I can do what I can go
but not
wherever
inside.
I want.
A small drone?
Yeah, small drone.
That got bigger as you eat things.
Yeah, exactly.
You got too big, you can't take off anymore.
No, that is so much better than my
race car.
Little RC truck thing.
Yeah, that's covered in spikes.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a drone. Okay. I'm a drone covered in spikes.
Okay.
Like stabby stab.
Imagine tofu as like a stuffed dog.
Oh, and then he like opens his eye, his mouth, and it's all like, fangs.
Oh,
and
see, I would say something, but I don't think you've seen the movie. Different movie.
No,
it's not that kind of movie. It's Blade. It's one of the Blade movies.
I don't know what Blade movies are. Blade Runner?
No.
Blade and Blade Runner is different?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally different.
They're not related.
Not
at
even
all.
Close.
Okay.
If they did, it'd be like 18 things of Kevin Bacon. They were not close at all.
I don't know what that means.
Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
I know what that means.
Yeah.
What does the grandma reveal?
The grandma reveals
halfway
that,
through the movie
that she had that experience as a child.
Had what experience?
Had the Krampus experience. So the Krampus experience is like Krampus comes to town because you lose all of your Christmas cheer and you forsake Christmas.
And
you
I think
wish,
it's like...
I think there's part of it is you wish, adamantly decide that Christmas is not for you anymore.
But I feel like Christmas is a placeholder for like believing in the humanity of your community or wanting to be like connect with each other.
Kind of.
You know, like that sort of thing.
Kind of. But I think it's just like really like believing in something.
In the goodness of others.
In the goodness. Yeah. She says, I didn't wish for anything that Christmas. And then Krampus came and took my family. And she was left alone. And she got a bell that said Krampus on it.
Krampus let her survive as a reminder.
Yeah.
Or something.
This is the gift she got was a Krampus bell.
So basically, though, like... Krampus and his toys and minions and elves are taking members of their community, but also members of the family.
Yeah.
These two families who are staying in one house right now throughout the movie.
Yes.
So like Beth goes, Howie Jr.
Is Howie Jr. the next one?
Yeah, I think so. And then the two sisters.
One of the sisters.
Well, both of them get lured into the attic.
Yes.
And one of them is eaten by the Jack in the Box.
Yes.
Like this was so gory.
But not gory.
I mean, it was just like people were getting eaten left and right.
Or taken.
Yeah. Near the end, like it's a whole like one right after the other fall. The two moms.
Yeah.
And Max and Stevie.
Yes.
No, and the dad.
Yes, and the dad.
They run for it to get to the snowplow, and the grandma refuses to go. Because her plan is that she's going to be in the house, and she's going to try and like talk to Krampus.
I'm not exactly sure what was the plan there.
Because they knew Krampus was actually in the house now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what was her plan? She didn't talk to him or anything.
Well, I think she maybe thought that she would be able to reason with him or be like, hey, remember me, you let me go.
Yeah.
But it's messed up.
No, there was no talking though. It was just stare down, and then she was taken.
It's like even worse than that. They're like looking at each other.
Yeah.
He has
a sack full of toys.
Sack.
Yeah.
He opens it. She peers in. It's all his toys.
And the toys attack her.
Yes.
And that she's taken. Yeah.
Yes. It's like, imagine being like, oh, I'm going to, you know, here's an old friend who let me go. I'm going to try and reason with them so I can like rescue my family.
Yeah.
And Krampus is like, nah, you getting taken this time. I let you go last time.
I don't
my
know.
My toys are going to attack
I'm
you.
Not sure if I agree. That's like, I don't, that's not the sentiment I got from that.
What did you get from it?
I think she was just trying to stall.
Really?
Yeah. She knew her time was, she's like, I ain't running in that snow. I ain't putting on no jacket. I'm gonna finish
that's
this out.
So sad though. And then the five of them, Adam Scott, what's his name?
Tom.
He like sacrifices himself basically.
Yeah, fighting
and then
this thing off.
Both of the moms suddenly like get pulled under the
snow back
by
to
whatever.
Back.
And so it's like the two kids trying to
Stevie and Max, yeah.
Escape
in
and
a
snowplow. Taken.
Yeah. I don't know. It definitely, there's definitely the climax of the movie at that point. And it's just Max decides that he's going to try and confront Krampus. And so
Well, Krampus lets him go.
Yes,
is the thing.
That's right. He does confront him already.
Yeah. Krampus lets him go and takes his cousin.
And then Krampus gives him a bell like he gave his Omi, his grandmother.
His grandma.
Yeah. And so he gets this bell instead of leaving like his grandmother did. He decided that, no, I don't want this bell. I want my family back. And so I'm going to go confront this Krampus fella, and does not go the way he planned it.
No, it's so the ground opens up and there's lava. So it's like hell, I guess.
Well, because he throws the bell and it goes in the ground. That's what opens the portal to
hell. And then the cousin gets thrown in.
Yeah. He's like, okay, well, like, I just want my family back. Please let her go. And he's like quiet. And they're like looking at each other like they're going to do it. And then they're like,
they start laughing
and just throw her in.
And then Max is like, no, seriously, like, take me.
Yeah.
And then they throw him in.
Yeah. It was just kind of ridiculous.
And this whole time when like people were disappearing left and right, I was like, there's no way this is permanent.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone's going to wake up from a bad dream or like something like that. It's going to get undone somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And you're right.
I was.
So, but the thing is like, so since it does, he wakes up from a dream essentially. And he's like, it's a nightmare. But like, was it a dream? And so he goes downstairs thinking it was a dream.
It's Christmas Day. Yeah, everyone's Christmas Day. Waiting for him because they want to like open gifts and stuff.
Yeah. And they're all having fun and talking and stuff like that. And then he gets a present. And everybody's still cheerful and stuff until he opens his present, and it's the bell that he threw back at Krampus.
It was the bell that Krampus gave him.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, did you all have the same dream?
I mean, no one's saying anything.
No,
no one says anything. Like,
but it's alluded.
His mom sees the bell and her face sort of falls, and like everyone, as they all see the bell, they're sort of like, oh.
And there's
an
echo of like things that happened.
They're all sort of like,
oh crap,
remembering. Like, I can't tell if it's that they all thought that it was a bad dream
and they just didn't talk about it,
or if they're all just now remembering what happened. I don't know.
It's kind of both.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you can't really remember a dream and then something triggers, you're like, oh, I had a dream about that.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of what happened.
So it ends with a very like ominous tone.
Yeah.
And then it zooms out and you see that their house is now in a snow globe.
Yeah. What did you think the snow globes were at this point?
I thought the snow globes were like,
they're trapped.
Yeah. They're all trapped there. But you're saying,
I think each house, because he has lots of snow globes of a bunch of houses, and it's him watching those families at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you are now being watched by Krampus. You better not lose your Christmas spirit.
And during that scene, it's the, he sees you when you're sleeping.
But it's like more ominous.
He knows when you're awake. Yeah. He knows when you've been better. Blah.
Yeah. For goodness sake.
Yeah.
For blah.
I don't care. It's very ominous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a messed up movie. At what point do you think you would get taken by Krampus?
I'd be the last one.
No.
You know why?
No, you're not pure of heart enough.
Oh, but I have Christmas spirit.
No, no. It has to be a kid.
You know what? What kid are we talking about?
Tofu. Tofu would be the last one.
How is he going to get us back?
He's pure of heart.
How is he going to get us back?
He's just so cute.
No. I'd be the last one. I have the Christmas spirit. First of all, Krampus would never visit me because I have Christmas spirit. All
right. What if it's someone like our neighbors?
Yeah, but
we
all
can't
of them,
escape it. It could be our neighbors.
All of them didn't have Christmas spirit. That's why.
Yeah.
All of them. They all didn't believe Santa. The only person that believes in Santa was Omi or the Christmas spirit.
Wait, so you think... So it's clear, by the way, that Max is the one who invoked this because he ripped up the letter and blah, 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 blah. But then does that mean that he inflicted this on the whole entire neighborhood?
Yes.
You know, like the delivery person, their neighbors, everything.
Yes.
Like, did they all deserve this too?
Yeah, because they don't believe.
How do you know
they
don't
believe? He's the last out... Well, because we can assume the reason why the whole community is taken is because none of them believe in Santa Claus. Max was the last outlier.
So you could be the one keeping this whole neighborhood from Krampus.
I am
now.
The one.
You are.
Well, that and every children.
Every child. All the children
all
named
the children.
Jessica under 10.
All the children that live in this complex, in this area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those children and me are keeping us alive.
I think I would be like the second person to get taken by Krampus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you'd be the first.
Oh, come on.
You know why you'd be the first?
Why?
Because you would be like Lolly Dolly doing your thing, not caring about anything. You're like, oh,
I wouldn't be so... Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't, because you wouldn't know about it yet. That's why you'd be the first, because you...
Yeah, maybe I would be the first.
Because you would... After that, I think you'd be one of the last people taken, because you're super like, you go first after that.
Yeah, so Beth, which is the sister, the first one taken, she was actually concerned about her boyfriend, so she went to go check on him, and that's when she got taken.
Yeah, but if she wasn't willing to do stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're right.
She didn't go out then, and Krampus came, she'd be one of the last.
Yeah, I think Howie Jr. would be the first, because he was lured by an evil gingerbread cookie in the fire.
So...
I'm honestly just like, I need some time to process this movie.
Yeah. So let's get to that part where we talk about how we thought of the movie.
Sure.
So Megan, I want to know how you like
that. I like the ending.
Okay.
This was an unexpected movie.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to watch this again.
Okay.
Unless we're in a group.
You think it'd be a fun group movie?
You know, actually, yeah, this would be a fun group movie, because like each time someone gets taken, you could be like...
Especially the first time.
Take a shot.
Oh,
or like
wow.
Just be like, oh, Sam, yeah. Like what? Yeah, I feel like this is a fun group movie. This is not a family movie.
Yeah.
Unless you need to have a conversation with your family about your family dynamics or something. I don't know.
It's very surprising, especially the first time, right? The first take is super surprising, because you did not expect that.
I think I had this feeling during the whole movie of like, is this serious? Yeah. Like, is this seriously happening right now?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is a little ridiculous. Is this seriously happening? Are these people really dying?
And were they?
I didn't actually realize that this was a horror, like a Christmas horror movie. I mean, I kind of thought it was more, Krampus was more of a trickster and not a murderer, like sending people to hell kind of dude.
Sure.
So, like, if this was just Krampus coming and like hitting people with birch sticks, then I would have been like, this is what I thought.
So do you think he's Krampusing your style?
I hate it. I hate it so much. Anyway, so this was fine. I mean, it actually was enjoyable. I would watch this again with other people. Great. Okay. So Don, I want to know how you
like that. I like this movie. I feel like it's paced really well. It's very surprising, especially if you've never seen it before and you don't know what you're getting into, especially if you've never seen like the trailer or anything like that. And I just like how like people are taken and hurt and like there's no sugarcoating this, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of more serious in that aspect for a movie that kind of looks like it's going to be lighthearted before you start really getting into it. But also at the same time, I don't know how this movie would have been crazier in R since this is a PG-13 movie.
I think there would be more cussing. I think yes. There would be more blood.
Yeah, but also
there wasn't a lot of blood.
No. There's very minimal blood.
Yeah. I think we campaign for a remake of Krampus rated R.
How about Krampus 2 and just
Krampus 2 rated R. Krampus 2 rated R.
I don't think they're listening.
Join me.
No.
Krampus 2 rated R.
Not doing that. If they make it, great. And maybe I'll watch it.
Babadook.
Oh, gosh. He got Baba Shook.
They got Babadook.
Oh, okay, who would win a fight? Is it Krampus or Babadook? Do you have to explain Babadook to people first?
I can't actually remember the nature of Babadook.
Babadook is like another fairy mythology.
Yes,
tale.
But like Krampus has access to hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Babadook has access to darkness.
Yeah. I feel like Babadook is like a friend of Krampus.
Yeah, yeah.
But Krampus is higher up.
Ooh, okay.
Because Krampus has the keys to hell.
Okay.
You know?
But if they got into a fight?
Maybe Babadook, because Babadook, I think, would mess with Krampus's head.
And he's so quick.
Krampus would be like, am I doing the right thing?
I feel like...
Do I have confidence in myself? Like yeah. You know?
But like, right? I feel like Krampus is like the brute strength and Babadook is like the fast, agile one.
Oh, well, Babadook plays mind games.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Krampus is all birch sticks and evil toys.
And hell keys.
Okay. I think that's our discussion of Krampus.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Great. We are going to take a break. Okay. Break now. Okay, and we're back.
And we're back.
Don.
Yes.
I told you about this before.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to try something.
You going to try this with right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I
want to
try something. This is an extra segment, you all. Christmas present for you.
Is this Casserole Corner?
No. So I listened to a podcast called Threedom.
Okay.
Which is Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, Scott Aukerman. And it's basically just them like chatting for a really, really long time. But then they always end. They're all like improv people, right?
Sure.
We are not improv people, to be clear. But they always end with a game.
Always?
And, yeah.
Okay.
The last episode that I listened to, they played a game that I thought was kind of funny because none of them were like, I think, really happy about it. But they were still. Anyway, it's a game where you try and get the other person to guess what song you are representing.
Okay.
And the only way that you can sing the song is by using a one syllable word in the rhythm of the song.
Sure.
In monotone.
Okay.
So you can't be like, give me a song.
Give you a song?
Yeah, give me a song real quick.
Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney
okay,
Spears.
Okay. So, and give me a word. One syllable word.
Joe.
So you can't go Joe 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 Joe. You have to be like Joe 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 Joe. Like
it's so hard.
It's so hard. Joe 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 Joe.
I don't. That didn't sound like that song at all.
It did. So, so anyway, you do.
That was Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it did, but okay.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the game. You try and get the other person to guess what song you're singing, but you can only, you can sing in monotone.
And it has to be one syllable word.
And one syllable word. No lyrics.
I don't know if I can do this.
We've tried it a couple of times off mic.
And it's so bad.
It's really hard.
Though I did get songs right.
It's really hard. Okay.
Who's going first?
Okay, I'll go first. Give me a word.
Me.
Okay. Me.
What?
Me.
Is it Mr. Brightside?
Me. Okay, let me skip to the chorus.
That's very, very selfish of you.
This is the chorus. Me.
All stars.
Yes.
All stars. I was like, you know, you're very selfish. It's all about you, isn't it?
You told me.
That's the point.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to go holiday themed with mine.
What?
Bell. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
You guessed it, though. That's so good.
Bell. I gotta say it monotone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea what this is.
Bell.
Is it like a theme song?
If I sing it in,
it's like a theme song.
A theme song,
like a TV.
No, it's from a movie.
It's from a movie.
Oh, I gave you too much there.
Okay, sing it with the melody.
Oh, that's just gonna give it away. Right away. Oh, all right, here we go. Okay. Here we go. Ready? I'm gonna give you the melody.
Okay.
Bell.
Make a man out of you.
Yeah.
No. What from
the dark side of the moon.
From the dark side of the moon.
Yeah.
Wait.
You got to be like raging river. You got to be like a typhoon. Or, you know, that song.
It doesn't sound
be
like
a man. You got to be.
It's a marching river. You don't have the melody.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
Okay.
But doesn't it? That's it.
Yeah.
That's the song.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good job. give me a word.
Do.
Do? Okay. I'm trying to think of a song.
That's the hardest part.
It is. Yeah.
So do you, let me do me again then.
Okay, go ahead.
Give me a word.
Poop.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I can even sing with poop. All right.
Or poo.
All right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of the rest of the song. Poo.
Peaches.
Yes.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
Millions of peaches.
Peaches
for me.
Yeah.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
Give me a word.
Do. You still haven't done it.
Okay. Do.
Same thing over and over again. It sounds like you're trying to contact space. Eye of the Tiger. Mr. Brightside.
I did it so so well. Do 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 do. I'm gonna skip. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Okay, what is it?
It's
do wait 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 wait. Do it with the melody.
Do 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 do
do do. Oh my gosh.
I did two it princes? So well.
Two
yes.
princes.
I did that.
It does not sound like anything in monotone. It just sounds like you're trying to contact space.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Should we do one more each or are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay, we're done.
I think we did two each. I think that's good enough.
That's great. Okay. Thank you everyone for indulging us. So stupid.
It is a little
should
bit.
We continue doing these? I don't know. No, maybe. Okay, I
no,
don't
know. I mean, maybe maybe something else, just not that game.
You
I don't
like it.
No.
Huh? You don't enjoy
it. Well, first of all, I don't know enough songs well enough to do it in monotone and in one word.
You did well, though.
I did better than you.
Yeah.
Still.
It's okay. Well, now we're going to go to plugs.
Yeah, okay.
Where we talk about music, TV, movies, products,
experience.
Games, whatever yeah. that we've been enjoying recently. Don, do you have something to plug?
Yes. So there's a new experience on the PlayStation right now that just came out on the 9th of December.
Mm-hmm. At 11 p.m.
Eastern time. And it's called the Matrix Awakens Unreal Engine 5 Experience. And it's not very long, but I was very surprised on how well it looked and the interactive parts of the experience. It looks really good, and I do recommend it. I don't want to give away too much because there's not a lot to do. But it's a good 20 minutes of just messing around with things or more. And if you're interested in those kind of things, especially if you're into games and stuff like that, you can see the future of what gaming is going to be. And that's what I recommend.
It's going to look like flying and getting into a car and crashing into other cars.
That was fun.
And waking your wife up at 11
hey, stop.
P.M.
Hey, you, stop yeah. poop, 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 pooping on my parade.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Megan, do you have any plugs?
I do. I feel like it was one of these nights where you were playing Apex or something, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to go spend time. Me and Topu are going to go spend time together.
Okay.
And I watched a movie on Netflix called Single All the Way.
Single All the Way.
Which, like, I don't know if I have just been watching and rewatching Christmas Prince and Princess Switch and Night Before Christmas and like Christmas Inheritance and like all of these other Netflix movies, but I like found Single All the Way really like actually good. Like I was sort of like, oh, like there are things about this that I really enjoy, and obviously it like follows all the romantic like holiday tropes and rom-com tropes and everything, but I was just like, this is lovely. And I don't know if this is true, but it's supposed to be like Netflix's first like LGBTQ rom-com. I don't know if that's like holiday rom-com, which I'm not sure is true. Maybe it is. Maybe it is true. But I found it delightful.
Huh.
It was so much fun.
And you watched it without me.
I did.
So it's another movie I haven't seen.
Yeah. Ooh. No, seriously, Dawn. There are parts of it that I was like, whoa, this is like slightly better than the typical streaming movie.
Okay.
Like really, I was sort of like a little surprised
wow.
by how aspects of it were like better than I expected. So given just like all of the rom-com Netflix movies that I've been watching and rewatching recently.
Wow.
So I would say check out Single All the Way.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is our episode.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Megadon. Thank you all for listening. We hope you are having a wonderful month and holiday season. If you celebrate, follow us on Instagram at Movies with Megadon. We have a bunch of holiday episodes from last
season,
from last year. Mm-hmm. So go to movieswithmegadon.com and we have a list of them and links to all the episodes so you can find them really easily.
Yeah. And as always, I encourage you guys to go out there and experience, listen, watch, play things you haven't tried before. You might find your new favorite thing.
Yeah. And please rate, review, subscribe, find us on all your podcast apps, whatever.
Yeah. And have a very Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.